Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Everybody, there I am. It is Clarissa. We are back in the limelight, and I wanted to welcome back yet again this week with another fabulous entrepreneur, a lovely lady who's going to talk to us all about meditating and teaching children how to do so. That's really a really cool niche to be in. So I do want to remind everybody to get over to clarissaburt.com. You're going to be finding everything that is in the Limelight Media over there. Our podcasts are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. You are going to be able to see the video of this interview over on Roku, Chromecast, Apple TV, Android TV, Amazon Fire, and of course, over on YouTube. I do want to remind you that over on clarissaburt.com, you can find also the digital version of the In the Limelight magazine. It is intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. So don't forget to do that. In fact, by the time you see this video, we might be out with our new edition already. So that's really cool. Let me bring on today's guest. Melissa Ross is the founder, there she is, of Rise to Wellness. Yes, and she teaches, coaches, and loves people through, some difficulties at times, right? Especially through COVID, for sure. And you teach them how to meditate. And I just think that is the coolest thing. I just love that you are teaching children how to meditate. Why did that come about? How did that come about for you?
Oh, wow. That came about because I was teaching my own kids at a young age. And, I went through some difficult times myself and had suffered some postpartum depression and some anxiety. And I was using those strategies myself at home. And when I started using them, it was a 2.5 year recovery. And after that recovery, I just knew how better I felt and how less stressed I was. And I knew I wanted to bring that to other people. I was loving volunteering at my son's school and being with the kids. And I had already been practicing yoga for about 15 years at that point. And I thought, this is what our children are missing. I have to start this. And I started Breathe With Me Yoga first, and then Rise to Wellness. I didn't create and bring about until a few years later, when I started doing more of the coaching and getting into really helping families more in depth.
And the kids really love it.
Absolutely.
Do they really get into it? Is it hard to calm them down to be able to meditate? I mean, what age?
When they're young, when they're little, we meditate to song. So they're moving and they're swaying and they've got little actions going and they're into it and don't even realize that they're meditating because they're being mindful with the song and mindful with their bodies. And that's how we start them. But I'll tell you now, my son is 11 and a half, and he, like clockwork, sets, he knows at a certain time of day, he goes into his bedroom and he turns on his little meditation app and he does his meditation, and he knows when he misses it. We'll be out driving. My kid, somebody will be honking at us and things will be happening, and my kids will say, who didn't meditate today? Because somebody's not in the right energy. People are hungry.
Chill out. What age groups are we talking about? Where do you kind of start them?
We start them at 2 years old. We have a younger age group that's for 2 to 4 year olds. And then we do 5 to 9 year olds. And then we do the preteens there up to 15 years old. And I do that differently in that way, because there's so many different milestones that children are at, and it's different reaching them at those different milestones. And we have to move quicker with the younger kids. But our current class, Storytime Yoga, is for 4 to 9 year olds, and it's been going incredibly
well. And how long does the meditation normally last with that age group?
In a class, we start with our breathing, we do all of our yoga poses, and then we'll do it depends on the age group, we'll do a 2-minute meditation because it's to song, or 2 or 3 minute one for the younger kids. we'll move to about 5 to 10 minutes for the next age group, the 5 to 9 year olds. And then we move into a longer meditation for the teens. But what we do is we do the meditation and then we go right into relaxation afterwards. Right. So they're kind of already, they've calmed down a bit with the meditation. Yeah. So they're primed to go right into relaxation and really relax their bodies. Right.
Are these guided meditations or is it just quiet time?
No, these are guided. Yeah. With young kids, it's always to music, yeah, always actions. And they're being mindful with their body and with those actions. And then yes, they are definitely guided. And sometimes, I write all of the meditations. I write all of the guided ones. And if we're doing them to song, obviously it's somebody else's song that we're doing and we're participating together. And I do meditation to song for the older kids, for the teens. But yes, I write the meditations. I'm going to be recording those soon. So,
wow, that's so cool. So, I mean, so do you have different intentions every day or every meditation you change it up?
Yes. So the ones that I'm recording are actually chakra meditations. I did a whole chakra series with the Calm Kids, the 5 to 9 year olds and the teens. And these meditations, those chakra meditations, are meant to guide them back to emotions that they're feeling. And if they're feeling that emotion, then it means that that chakra might be out of balance. So they do that specific meditation to bring that chakra back into balance.
Wow.
Those are the ones that I'm recording. But when I do story time yoga and we do our relaxation, we're doing it after a story. So we've done our breathing and we're reading a story and we're finding yoga in the everyday life through that story and we're bouncing around and having fun. But when we sit down, I don't call it meditation in story time yoga, but that's what we're doing. We're doing a meditation and a relaxation at the same time in story time yoga. And we're doing an I am affirmation. And then we're learning about what the lesson was in the story. So we're relaxing our bodies and we're going back to what lesson we learned in the story. So those are very focused on the story itself.
So let me understand. So you go into the schools to do this, or you have a class of your own?
I have a class of my own. So I run right currently Storytime Yoga is running online on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube every day at 12:30, weekdays at 12:30. But before COVID, we actually ran, I'm in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. So we ran, I rented space at a local community center. And then we actually run out of a community center in Thorold. So we run live classes. With COVID, we went online with Storytime Yoga just to keep kids active and keep them moving with their breathing and moving with the meditation and the relaxation. Because, I mean, we all needed that at this point.
Yeah.
And the community center at Thorold has just opened about 3 weeks ago. So we've got two of our classes back up running actually in person, which is really exciting. Our family class is back up and running and our chair yoga class for 50 plus is just about to start running again.
Wow. And so let's get back to the kids for a second. So with the parents come to you, what usually do you hear them say? God, the difference in my son or my daughter's another person. I mean, what kind of feedback are you getting?
What I always get when parents come to me is what the issue is first. It's always my son or daughter needs this because they're so full of anxiety or they're running or they've got all of this energy or they're worried. I had one 8-year-old tell me in class that she was stressed out at school and it breaks my heart when I hear that. Absolutely. Yeah. When I hear an 8-year-old tell me she's stressed. So, I mean, that's what I hear from parents initially. And it's always a concern. Well, are you sure they're going to be okay? Cause they have anxiety or they are you sure they're going to settle and you're going to, do you want me to stay and watch? And it's that kind of thing. But what I always hear after that is they've laid down and done the relaxation at home. They've completed the meditation at home. They're singing that
song. They get it.
Sure that they behaved in class because they were doing those yoga poses at home and teaching them to me. They break out in them. And so it's always that. I hear about how much they're incorporating it into their life.
But you work also with the entire family, right? You do that as well, not just with the kids, but also with the entire family. I don't know if there's separate courses or classes or whatever else, but how does the positive mindset really kind of like affect the entire family?
Well, in so many different ways. So when an adult has a positive mindset, they're creating that in their kids. Yeah. So, I mean, our kids emulate us. They watch everything we do. They take it on and they learn it. They don't just learn our language. They behave, they learn our behaviors and our skills. And when they see those skills and they hear that positive mindset from us and they hear how we speak with other people.
Yeah.
That's creating that in our kids. And when we have a positive mindset, I mean, we're less stressed. We're dealing with situations in a more positive light. We're happier people when we're walking around because we're seeing things positively, right? We're not yelling at people. We're not honking at people in traffic. And when our kids see that, our kids are learning those exemplary behaviors. When we don't have that positive mindset, our kids are learning that, and our kids are learning to be low and in a low vibration and learning to not walk around with that happiness and not greet someone with a smile and say, how are you today? You know, now we're teaching, we're not only learning that ourselves, but we're teaching that to our kids at such a young age. And it's so amazing to see that they're going to grow up that way.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit more about the clarity coaching that you're doing with women. I'm very excited to hear about that.
Yes. I just launched this. I'm doing clarity coaching. It's one-on-one coaching with women. And really, I mean, I came up with this after COVID happened because I meditate every day. I practice these things, these strategies every day. I'm in a very positive mindset. But those first 3 months for me too, I was working like crazy. I was working overtime. I was trying to get classes reset up online, and I was starting to feel that and starting to feel myself move from my regular everyday strategies. And it came to me. I really thought, you know, how much women strive for perfectionism, whether we're moms or not. We strive to be perfect in everything we do because we think we have to be perfect in our job and keep a perfect home and cook the perfect meal and have everybody prepared and nurture everybody at the same time as being in a work setting. Sure. And so I really wanted to reach out to women and let them know that we don't need to strive for perfect. We can let go of stress. We can move into our power and find routines that work for us and move really into happiness and find what it is that we're meant to do in this life and move into it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why I launched that. And it's really exciting, all of the women that I've had come in through that coaching and the progress that they've made.
That's great. And so what is it that families can start to do to sort of, you know, work their way into a more balanced life?
Yeah, the biggest thing I start families with is a routine. Really, it's about finding, bringing in certain little strategies and finding where the routine is going to fit in with your family. So, I remember as a busy mom saying, well, that's great that you want me to meditate and that you want me to journal, but how do I do that with little kids running around and distracting me and wanting to be a part of it? So, especially for families with little kids, involve everybody in what you're doing and find the time of day that works for you to bring that in. So if that's meditation for you, for busy mom, I say get up before the kids and try and get your little, even if it's 10 minutes, get your own little quiet time in the morning and get that little bit of meditation in before the kids. And when it comes to journaling, make a quiet time. We make a quiet time in the afternoon here. It's a different time of day now that the kids aren't in school, but when they come home from school and they have their snack, have a quiet time. Let everybody sit down because even 2 to 4 year olds can journal. They can do picture journaling. They can draw pictures of how they're feeling or how their day went or what's going on. So really involve the kids and involve the family and find times of days to get that little meditation, have that quiet time to journal, be grateful. Use affirmations every morning. My kids and I, every morning on the way to the bus stop, we go through our affirmations. I am calm. I am peaceful. I am grateful. I am ready. I am brave. We go through tons of affirmations and then we scream, today is going to be a great day. And that just sets us up for a great day.
Wow. How could it not? That's really, I've seen that done before and it's really, really empowering, especially to watch the little ones do it. It's really cool. I mean, and adults should be doing the same thing. Mirror therapy is an awesome,
you know,
I
was just telling someone that story this morning about why we started that. My kids were grumpy in the morning and I was stressed out and I was trying to get them to daycare in the morning and we were, you know, struggling to get out of the house. And I thought maybe if I tell them they're calm and they're peaceful, they will be. Maybe if I tell them they're going to have a good day.
And mom says it must be true.
Absolutely. And it was incredible. It just put all of us on the right foot and it's grown from there and we've added affirmations, but that's how we started that.
Yeah. And I think we should, again, I was just saying, I think we should do it as adults as well. I mean, I've seen, you know, different people that have either written about or that, you know, practice mirror therapy. And it's the greatest thing to do just, you know, in the mirror for yourself. Just say a couple of really cool, you know, positive affirmations to yourself in the morning, but looking at yourself, you know. It has a whole different impact, I think, if you're looking at yourself as opposed to just, you know, making it up in your head as you're driving to the supermarket or something. So anyway, I digress. So tell us a little bit more about the Healthy Starts for Families program.
Yes, this is really exciting program. I've actually just partnered with a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Rachel Smart in Georgia. And right. She saw the amazing things that we were doing on Storytime Yoga and all of the families that we're reaching and all of the wellness that we've been doing with families. And she approached us to partner. And it's an incredible program to bring whole raw foods to children and families. And children qualify to get those raw whole foods for free for 4 years when an adult sponsors them. So it's such an incredible program for families, bringing amazing nutrition to families. And it's bridging the gap between what families are eating and what they're not eating, and setting everybody up for a healthy lifestyle.
And is that something there locally in where you live? Is it Toronto?
It's not local, actually. It's Dr. Smart is actually in Georgia. She's in the state. So anyone can sign up for that program in the States or in Canada. I believe also in Mexico. I believe they just launched in Mexico as well.
So was it healthystartsforfamilies.com? I don't know. Is that what it is, the website?
No, that's not actually the website. I'll have people contact me directly to get that website.
Okay. Yeah,
I'll have people contact me directly to get that website, and I can get them set up to that set up with the program directly. Yeah.
And risetowellness.com is a ticker underneath. Is that correct?
Risetowellness.com is my website. Yes. And you can also go to my Linktree link. My Linktree link has specific links to everything. If anyone's looking for anything specifically throughout Breathe With Me Yoga or Storytime Yoga or Rise to Wellness, they can go to Link. Are you familiar with Linktree?
Yeah, I am familiar with Linktree. Yeah. I don't use it anymore. I use something else, but yeah. Rise to Wellness, they can find you on Facebook or Twitter. LinkedIn is a little bit different, but, and your Instagram is also Rise to Wellness.
Rise to Wellness,
yeah. Pretty simple to find you, or I'm assuming that you can be found at risetowellness.com as well.
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. I love that program. That is a really, really great program. There's something else here that I see is Start Strong Scholarship Program. Is that the same? Is that the same thing?
That's the same thing.
That is a powerful, powerful program. I absolutely love that, and that's for every child for 4 years that applies and gets accepted.
Every child from the age of 4 to college age that gets accepted can take part in that program for 4 years. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, to get it for free with a sponsored adult. The adult comes in together with them, and they get that program for free. Yeah.
Wow. So I don't know. Give me some any closing words and or thoughts to leave us with. You know, a stressed solopreneurs and entrepreneurs that, you know, have to make it all happen, and we've all got a lot on our plate, especially again as we say in these times of stress and anxiety and uncertainty and difficulties for many. What would you propose that we do? Wake up in the morning, possibly find some time, put it aside, meditate, and what else?
And what else? Okay, this is the big thing. And I do this with my kids every day. I have an alarm on my phone that I set for twice a day. And it's at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m., but you can do it whenever you like. And when that alarm goes off, I want the whole family, all of you, wherever you are, sit down and take 3 deep breaths and feel the emotions that you're feeling and decide, are those the emotions that I want to be feeling today? And if they're not, if the emotion is happy and I want to be feeling happy, if I'm not feeling happy, why am I not feeling happy? And let me think about a time that I was feeling happy, and let me feel that happiness from that time so that I can feel it right now. We do that twice a day, every day. I could be driving in the car and my kids know when that alarm goes off, we're taking those three. And today my daughter actually corrected me and told me to slow down my breathing. She said I was breathing too fast.
Wow. That is really discipline. Good on you guys. That's amazing. I mean, so it's basically come back to self.
Yes.
And check in.
Absolutely. Check in twice a day, the whole family. And just, am I feeling the emotions that I really want to be feeling at this moment?
Wow. And your children are always on board with this. You never get, oh, mom, not now. No.
And what I will tell you though is every child is different. My 9-year-old, she does her meditation in the morning when she wakes up, and she sits in silence and she sits with her thoughts in silence. My 11-year-old has to do it every day at noon. He does it at a specific time, and it's a guided meditation. So every child is different. Find what's right for your child and what they like so that they'll do it and they'll be on board with it.
Well, thanks for that. I really appreciate it. What a great interview. This has been so inspiring. Thanks so much, Melissa Ross, for being on with us today. Everybody, you've been listening to Melissa Ross. She is the founder of Rise to Wellness. Get over to risetowellness.com to learn even more than what she's told us about today, or to be able to work with her. I'm sure that would be a fascinating thing to do. We're going to be with you again next week, so stay well until we meet again. And don't forget to be always living in the limelight. Bye now.
Thanks for watching this episode of In the Limelight TV, intelligent media for the savvy entrepreneur. Please consider liking, sharing, and subscribing to my channel on YouTube, and you can listen to the podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Pandora, and Inspired News Radio. Go head over to InTheLimelightMedia.com to read our digital magazine, and don't forget to connect with me on social pretty much anywhere. Stay well until we meet again in the limelight.